When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Surefire way to scare off a guy on a first date. Mm. Tell him that you want to have his babies ASAP.
Shut up. No one says
right
that.
There on the first date. And that's what Lindsay did during her first date. And that's why she thinks she's not getting a call back. Right, Lindsay?
Oh, my.
No, I didn't say that. No.
Your email said that that's the reason you think he's not calling you back, though, because it may have seemed like you wanted to have babies, like, right away.
No, I never really came out and said that, but it was, like, part of the conversation.
Oh.
And I'm thinking that might be the only thing that he could have, like, gotten weird about.
How does that even come up? Are you, like, talking about your biological clock and how you don't have much time left?
Oh, my God. No, not at all. No.
All right, before we get into the baby talk, tell us how you met this guy.
Okay, so I met John through my friends at work. He used to work with them, and now he doesn't anymore, but they still like him. And I don't know, I've sort of been recently single, and I don't know, they were like, hey, we know this guy. He's cute. He's a little shy. What do you think? And I was like, sure, why not? You know, like, great. So we got each other's numbers, and, like, we texted for, like, a day or two. We talked on the phone, and he seemed really nice, and he was really sweet. And then we went to dinner.
Okay, and he seemed equally excited about all this?
Yeah. I mean, he's shy, you know, but I'm not like, whoa, crazy. So I didn't think it was that, you know, I didn't think that was, like, going to be too much or whatever. I don't know. Dinner went well. Like, talked about, like, a lot about his family, how he's close with his family. The one thing that I loved was that he didn't talk about his ex at all. And the last guy I dated, like, all he did was talk about his ex, and it was the worst.
Yeah,
did you bring that up at dinner? Like, oh my God,
No, I just paid attention to it. I was like, oh, he never brought up an ex-girlfriend. Oh, that is so great.
Nice.
All right, so tell us about the kids thing. Why do you think he's not calling you back because of that? What did you say?
Well, we were talking about our family, and he was like asking me about trips, and I was like, oh, I just got back from visiting my sister. I hung out with my niece and my nephew, and they're 2 and 3, and they're so adorable. Like, my niece is so cute, you know, she wants to wear a princess dress, and, like, I wore a princess dress with her, and I talked all about that, and my nephew, like, aww, he really has these little action figure guys, and I played with it. Like, it was just, I don't know, I just had such the best time hanging out with them.
That's cute.
And after a little while, I realized, oh, my God, I've been talking about my niece and nephew for, like, 10 minutes. I was like, oh.
Were you also showing him pictures on your phone?
Actually, I wasn't too bad about that. I only showed him a couple of pictures.
Just a few.
Only a couple.
All right. I can understand that. If I was on a date with you and you just kept talking about your niece and nephew for a really long time, the kind of guy I am, I would have been like, yes, she wants to have a family, like, right away. It would have definitely scared me a little bit.
I don't know, but I don't know. But then, when dinner was over, he said, I don't want this to be over. Do you want to go for a walk?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, exactly. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah, that's great.
So we sort of walked around for a while. Like, we just talked some more, and it was cool. And then he's like, all right, I got to go. And then he walked me to my car, And I said, okay, hey, well, text me. And then he was, like, really polite, like, said goodnight. But I thought it was still kind of early. I thought we'd hang out more. There was no kiss.
Do you think that he was trying to get a kiss? Because I always think when a guy says, let's go for a walk, that's code for give me a little bit more time so I can work up my courage and maybe I can make this happen.
Wait for a moment.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he is really shy. Like, that's for sure. So I thought, well, maybe he wanted to but didn't know how. And I thought I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to be aggressive with this guy because I already talked about my niece and my nephew. So I didn't try to kiss him. You know, or I didn't, like, lean up against the car and, like, look at him in a way that, you know, you could.
How did you guys part ways?
He was like, good night. That was kind of it. And he was really polite about it.
All right. Peace. See you later. That was a fun walk. Have a good life. So he hasn't talked to you at all since the date?
It's been 3 days, and I didn't hear from him at all. I texted him, but just one. I didn't go crazy. Mm-hmm. It was just one text, just like, hey, had a really great time. So nice to meet you. You know, that was pretty much it. And then still haven't heard back and like, nothing.
3 days isn't a really long time. Are you sure you still want to do a second date update and not give it a, you know, couple more days? I mean,
yeah, like, in my book, like, if a guy doesn't make plans in the next, I don't know, 48 hours, then there's something going on.
Okay. Well, play a song, come back, call him, and find out if something is going on. And get your second date update right after this, okay?
Okay, thank you. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go
and love yourself. Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Update.
Lindsay is on the phone with us, and today she wants to call a guy named John. They were set up through mutual friends. They went out on a date, had a good time. She thinks the reason that she's not getting a call back is because she spent a good amount of the date talking about her nieces and nephews, like, to the point where it may have seemed like she wants to have kids right away, and she thinks she could have scared him off. It's been 3 days since they had their date. He hasn't talked to her at all, and Lindsay, I think you might be jumping the gun. Here's what I think happened.
Okay, well, what do you think happened?
I think that after your date, he wanted to impress you so bad, he booked a flight to Ethiopia and has been adopting a kid ever since. And you just got to wait, you know, a couple weeks for him to clear customs, come back with the kid to impress you, and you have an instant family.
Yeah.
No?
That would be very impressive if someone did that.
Yeah. Well, he sounds like an impressive guy because you liked him a lot.
And have you heard from your friends? Like, if they've heard anything from him?
No, like, nobody seems to know anything. I mean, that's kind of why I called you guys.
Okay.
I'll dial the phone number and get him on the phone and find out if something did go wrong on your date, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to John, please?
This is John.
Hey, John, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Why are you calling?
I'm calling because we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners, and they asked if we could get you on the phone.
What?
Yeah, you recently went out on a date with a girl named Lindsay, and Lindsay emailed us and said that she really liked you, but since the date, you haven't answered any of her texts or anything, so she thought maybe we could get you on the phone and find out why you're not calling her back.
Wow, I'm sorry. This is weird.
Yeah, it's a segment we do on our show regularly called the Second Date Update. Basically, the question is, did Lindsay do something wrong on her date with you?
I don't want to say it.
I don't want to say it? That's not a good response. Yeah. Oh my God.
Keep in mind, she's the one that asked us to do this. So, you know, she wants to hear it and at least know what she did wrong when you guys went out.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you.
Believe me about what? That she wanted us to call you?
Well, yeah, I don't know why that would be a thing.
Maybe it'll help a little bit if I just tell you what we know, and then you can confirm or deny whatever, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so she said that you guys were hooked up, like, through mutual friends. You went out for dinner, and then you went for a walk after. She also said that at one point she was talking a lot about her nieces and nephews and felt like that could have made you feel like she wanted kids right away. And that's why she thinks you're not calling her back. Like, she scared you off.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we're walking and, you know, we're clicking and the conversation's really flowing. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a little while, I turned my head and she was just gone. And I didn't know really where she was, but I finally found her, and it was like 30 feet behind me. And I saw her pull this like small camera out of her purse, and she was with a woman and her baby, and all of a sudden she takes a picture of the baby.
What?
I'm like, okay.
Wait, slow down. There was like a stranger on the street that she ran into that happened to have a baby, and you saw her taking pictures of a stranger's baby?
I didn't know if that was a stranger or somebody that she knew. I mean, I was just really confused by what was happening.
Did you get the answer to that? Was it somebody she knew?
No, not at all. I mean, she handed her something, and so she finally came back, and I asked her, like, what that was about.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, did you know those people? And why are you taking pictures of babies? And she says, oh, well, she writes a baby blog, like, on the side or something.
Uh-oh.
And she takes pictures of babies, you know, for that blog. And out loud, I was like, oh, cool. But inside, I was like, oh, weird.
So she has a baby blog, but she doesn't even have her own babies.
Like, right. I'm not the only person that thinks that's a little out there.
And baby bloggers, odd. I'm sorry, since I've had a kid, they are the craziest group of people ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but afterward, she willingly just, you know, kind of showed me some baby pictures on her blog that she had taken from, I don't know, maybe other dates she'd been on. I have no idea.
That's interesting. A woman could do that. A guy has a baby blog like that. He's getting 15 years in prison.
Is she a professional photographer or something, and she, like, makes money for photographing kids?
I didn't get that from that, because the small camera that she pulled out of her purse was like something that you could pick up at, I don't know, some random store. It wasn't like a professional camera, which made me think, who is this girl?
Oh, my God. She's got a throwaway
camera. God, I'd report her to police if some stranger was taking pictures of my kid on the street. I wouldn't be cool with that at all.
Yeah, and I kind of wasn't. So I was like, all right. It was just random and weird.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from. That's kind of strange to just take pictures of strangers' babies to post them on the internet.
I have never seen that in my life, let alone on a date.
Yeah.
Hey, John, I also want to let you know that she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
Wait, she's what?
She's listening to this phone call right now.
Why?
So you can ask her about the blog if you want.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
No, he's not kidding you. I'm on the line.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I don't appreciate, like, everybody making fun of this blog. Like, it's a side business. Like, there's nothing creepy about it. Babies are cute. I mean, everyone likes cute things. When I see a cute baby, of course I'm going to take a picture of it, because I'm getting more content for my blog. It doesn't seem like that weird of a thing.
It is
like,
weird.
People have pet blogs. People have craft blogs, all kinds of things. I have a cute baby blog, whatever. It's something I like to do. And, like, I make money from it. It's very adorable and whatever. And, like, who doesn't like babies? Oh, my God.
Okay, Lindsay.
What do you mean, okay? Whatever, John, whatever. You don't like babies? Like, what the heck?
I didn't even know you were on the phone, okay? I didn't even ask to be a
part
of
this. Well, yeah, of course I'm on the phone. I wanted to find out what happened. It seemed like we hit it off. Everything was cool. And then all of a sudden it wasn't, and then you bring out this reason. You could have been like, oh, that's weird. I don't understand your blog. What is that about? But you didn't. You just apparently just got all freaked out.
Don't blame me. I mean, they called me, and I just told them the story, and I just told them what happened. So I don't understand why you're copping attitude with me.
I'm not copping attitude, John.
Wait, why are you yelling at me? I mean, you're the one who wants all the babies, so...
Was it the blog, John, or was it the fact that you think that she wants to have kids right away? What's the bigger deal for you?
I mean, I really don't understand. It's just a very awkward thing to do, to just stop.
Oh, my God. I'm not. I'm right here. You could just ask me, like, what is it that you do if you're that confused by it? Like, I can just tell you. I mean, I explained it to you before. It's not that weird. Like, there was a baby. The baby was adorable. And, like, I was like, oh, I'll get this content for my blog. It's something I do on the side. Like, everyone has hobbies and things they do. This is, like, a side job for me. So, like, that's what I was doing.
Lindsay, I gotta say, I'm a mother, and if someone stopped me on the street and pulled out a little tiny camera from their purse and started taking pictures of my baby, I would freak out on
you. I gave her my business card. She saw that it was legitimate, like, you know, like, it's the real thing. So,
but why, if you know that people freak out about it, why not wait till after the date or when you're not on a date to do it?
Oh my God, why are you not listening to me? I saw a beautiful baby and I took the f***ing picture.
That's the best way to describe taking a baby picture ever. You know, I appreciate you, Lindsay. And, you know, that's your blog. It's your side business. But I could see where John's coming from, where maybe you want to, like, wait and do that on your own time, not during the date necessarily.
I see both sides.
Just stop judging me.
Okay. Oh my God, he's the only one on the route. He's on your side.
Right.
He's not on my side. He's ignorant like the rest of you idiots there.
All right, I think you're getting a little defensive, Lindsay.
No, I'm standing up for what I believe in. So if you hate babies, then just go f*** yourself.
Lindsay, I don't necessarily like babies. I don't. I probably would not be a regular reader to your blog. After that, though, I will ask you, John, would you like to go on a second date with Lindsay? We will pay for it.
Abso-f***ing-lutely not.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't want to go on a f***ing date with you either. God, you don't like kids. You don't like babies. I would never go on a date with a baby hater like you, John.
Okay, once again, I do not hate babies. It's just what happened on the date. It's you. It's not the babies. It's you.
Whatever. Just grow a pair.
Grow a pair. A little baby pair. Lindsay, thank you for doing the second date update. I'm sorry it did not go like you wanted it to go.
Yeah, whatever. I bet you're sorry. You don't seem sorry.
But, hey, Lindsay, do you want to give out your blog real quick so people can go read about the babies?
Hey.
Oh, f*** you.
.com or .org?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, wow, no wonder that chick is single. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning talking about today's second date update. Lindsay wanted to call a guy named John. He wasn't calling her back after their date. We got him on the phone and found out the reason why is during their date, she would like run up to people with a kid and ask to take a picture of their kid. That was confusing to him, so he asked her why. And apparently she has a baby blog, so she just takes pictures of random people's kids and then puts it on her baby blog. And that weirded him out a little bit.
Yeah, a person having a baby blog without a baby is strange.
Yeah.
It would be like being the dog expert but not having a dog. Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said there's liking babies, there's loving babies, and then there's Lindsay from the second date update.
Seriously, dude.
She is baby obsessed.
Yeah. It's weird. And like it's happened in my family. I know I was with my little nephew Mateo once, and he has really curly hair, and somebody comes up and they're like, oh my gosh, can I touch his hair? And you're like, why?
No,
he's
don't
two.
Touch
get
him.
Away from
he's
me.
Not yeah. a doll that well, you get to like play with.
People get so weird when it comes to kids. Like they just come up and want to touch them, or a pregnant woman, they just come up and rub her belly out of the blue if you don't know her.
Thing.
Hands off other people's babies.
Isn't that weird? You do have to say that, though.
Yeah. You really do. You shouldn't have to have a disclaimer on that, but...
Hands off.
Text in at 78592 that says, crazy baby lady is worse than crazy cat lady.
She's just collecting other people's babies in her apartment.
Yep. So they did not go out again.
Good.
He didn't want to go out with her because of her weird obsession with babies. And she got heated, too.
She turned on us, dude.
Who knew somebody that has a baby blog could have so much fire in them?
A lot of people are hating on me because I said that I think it's weird that she took a picture without, like, just of a random kid on the street.
That is weird.
And I think that. I'm sorry. I understand that she asked permission. I still think it's weird to even ask for permission.
It's not your kid.
Yeah.
Don't take a picture of it and then post it online. That's very strange.
It is strange.
So anyway, they agreed not to go out or probably ever talk again. But I have subscribed to her baby blog and it is fantastic.
You have.
There's so many cute pics. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, just email the show. We will call the person who didn't call you back.
MOVEit 92.5 presents.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.